Listen to this news. Atreides DSB offers loan guarantees for critical mineral imports to Netherlands. Atreides DSB is set to introduce a new financial product aimed at strengthening critical mineral imports into the Netherlands, aligning with other export credit agencies, ECAs, in addressing long-term supply concerns. The Dutch ECA has initiated a pilot phase for a loan guarantee facility supporting foreign raw material projects, particularly benefiting industries such as photovoltaic solar and wind power manufacturing. The product is expected to be formally launched later this year, supporting renewable energy and industrial needs. According to Stefan Naber, head of SMEs at Atreides DSB, the initiative primarily focuses on securing essential materials and biofuels for the Netherlands and the broader EU, including lithium, nickel, and copper, which are vital for renewable energy production. However, any industry requiring these minerals is eligible to apply. Eligible projects must either have an offtake agreement with a Dutch importer or demonstrate significant economic benefits for the Netherlands. The initiative follows a motion proposed by Dutch politicians Aukje de Vries and Tom van der Lee in December 2024, which urged the government and Atreides DSB to prioritize the development of such a financial tool. The motion was subsequently passed by the Dutch parliament with broad support. The move aligns with the Netherlands' National Raw Materials Strategy, published in 2022, which highlighted the role of export credit instruments in securing key resources. Global demand for critical minerals is expected to surge in the coming decade, driven by the need for energy transition technologies such as wind turbines, solar panels, and electric vehicles. A 2024 UN report identified a $225 billion shortfall in investments for critical mineral mining projects, raising concerns about future supply chain constraints. ECAs worldwide are being recognized as a potential solution to mitigate financing risks for such projects. International collaboration in critical minerals. Atreides DSB's initiative follows similar efforts by ECAs in the UK and US, which launched critical mineral financing products last year. Germany's Euler Hermes has been supporting raw materials financing since the 1960s and has recently expanded its scope to include climate-friendly intermediate products. In Asia, institutions like the Japan Bank for International Cooperation, JBIC, have long leveraged export finance to secure energy supplies, approving $950 million in copper concentrate financing from Chile last year. The Dutch ECA will adhere to EU and national regulations in determining project eligibility, aligning with the EU Critical Raw Materials Act, which lists 34 essential minerals. It also aims to collaborate with other European and OECD ECAs, particularly in cases where raw materials are processed and stockpiled via the port of Rotterdam before distribution to other EU countries. Atreides DSB's initiative is expected to play a crucial role in bolstering the Netherlands' industrial supply chains, ensuring stable access to essential minerals for renewable energy and other key sectors. Trade World, FIEO launches SheTrades India Hub to empower women in global trade.